This is David Prosper, host of Shepherd Revolution. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast from Public House Media.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Choose to Rise. I'm so grateful that you've decided to push play today and join me in this wonderful adventure we call life and talking today about positive vibes, starting your day with positive vibes. I was thinking to myself this morning, like, what should I share on the podcast? What should I talk about? What inspiration, what something that I can share that's going to help people rise up out of our current situation and live their best life, which is what we're all about here. And I opened up my Universe Has Your Back deck, and this card was it. It says, "My vibes speak louder than my words." And that is so true. Energy that you bring to the table, that you bring to life, that you show up in the world with really matters. And so my vibes speak louder than my words. And so I want to help you have a way to kickstart your day with a positive vibe, with setting yourself up for success, helping you raise your energy level, raise your vibration, have more joy in your day, and just live your absolute best life. So what are some ways that you can do that? Well, here's some simple habits, some simple things that you can do to kind of up that morning. So when I wake up in the morning, you know, every opportunity, every day is a new opportunity, right? So get up in the morning and think about it being a great day. Your thoughts are what create your entire reality. And we've talked about this a million times over, like your thoughts become your feelings become your actions, and your actions become your results. So if you want to have a great day, the very first thing you need to do in the morning is have positive thoughts. Get up in the morning and believe it's going to be a good day. Think about how amazing a day it's going to be, and then have that great day. You never know what's going to happen in the day. You never know who's going to show up in your life, what's going to come into fruition, but you have control over how you respond to things, what your thoughts are going to be. So when I wake up in the morning and I think to myself, this is going to be an amazing day. If I show up very first thing in the morning and have appreciation for just simply being able to breathe, simply being able to be excited about what's coming my way, being grateful for the opportunity to have a new day, and just being able to be joyful right there in that moment. The moment my eyes wake up and my alarm is going off, I have my favorite song is my alarm clock, and that gets me started in a good mood in the day. And it's just a great way to just get started. So the very first thing I do in the morning is just start with some gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for opening my eyes today, for the breath in my lungs, the warm bed that I'm in. Thank you for giving me this new day, this new opportunity. Starting my day with gratitude is number one, the best thing that you can do. So when you wake up, those eyelids come open. Be grateful for the moment. Be grateful for where you're at. Like I said, set your alarm maybe to your favorite song. That always gets you in a good mood. Read something inspirational. Have your affirmation cards with you. Do something of gratitude. That's number one. Be there. Then the next thing you can do, and then the second thing that you can kind of get started with your day, is to visualize. When I am sitting down here with my notebook and my journal, or I am, you know, flipping through different things, I'm reading my personal development, even get later in the day when I'm getting in the shower, you know, visualize yourself having a good day. Picture what you want your life to look like. Maybe it takes 5 minutes, maybe it takes 2 minutes even, but like, think about all the great things that you wish to attract into your life. And then that becomes your reality. It kind of becomes your reality map, because when you think about things, your brain wants to find evidence of those things. And so it's going to start looking for those things in life, and pretty soon they're just going to start showing up. Very much like when you buy a new car and you're so excited about this car, and like, you've been thinking about this red car, and then all of a sudden you get out on the road and you're like, oh my gosh, look at all the red cars, even all the cars exactly like mine. Your vivid imagination is going to create the results and create the things in your life that you're going to be able to see and experience and do. So when I do that, when I put my vivid imagination into my goals, into my dreams, into the lifestyle that I want to be living, it gives me energy to pursue those things. It gives me energy to kind of rise my vibration to achieve that kind of stuff. And every visualization.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Session gives me more insight on how I want to get those things done. And it gives tells me everything that's possible for me. And I can keep moving forward towards my goals and dreams because I visualized it. I've seen it happen in my life. Happiness is a circumstance of the heart. It's happiness is something that is because your thoughts and your mind and your feelings are all happening in those ways. So it's not just, it doesn't happen by chance. Happiness is something that is inside of you already and that you have to tap into and you have to decide that you're going to have. The third thing I can tell you to do to kind of start your day is to recharge. Yes. Like normally I would do some sort of meditation. I would do some sort of like my affirmation cards, my workout. It gives me energy. So it gives me a sense of kind of flow. It gives my body kind of the energy of going. It gets me started in the day. It kind of gets my heart rate up and my blood flowing. And it's just a great way to just get moving. You know, some people start their morning with just like a 10-minute meditation from our platform. Some people start with yoga. Some people start with meditation. Some people start with a physical workout like I do. It's really up to you, but like recharge your batteries, really get yourself moving, get your blood flowing. And that's going to help your whole day just be set off on a better start. Number four, breakfast. Yes. Breakfast. I know it seems so cliche and you've been hearing it for years, but when you eat a breakfast, and you start that metabolism going, you're helping yourself, your body get going. You are setting yourself for success, especially if you start with a healthy breakfast. If you start with a healthy breakfast, you're much less likely. I think it's like something like, I don't have this exact statistic in front of me, but it's something like 70-something% more likely to have a healthier day if you start with a healthy breakfast. Because one, if you started with your workout, you start with your affirmations, you started off the day on a healthy foot, on a positive foot, with a healthy breakfast, you don't necessarily want to like ruin that throughout the rest of the day. So you start well, meaning you have more likely to end well. And so starting your day with breakfast helps you have more energy because food is fuel. It helps you get into healthy routine, get your metabolism going, helps you feel good and helps you keep moving forward. And number five, nobody knows it, but you've got a secret smile. Yes. Every day we wake up and we have a smile on our face every day that we're able to just show up and be the best version of ourselves. You have the greatest present and the greatest gift right here on your face. And when you send a smile to someone else, I don't know anybody that can feel bad with a smile. So if you are feeling gloomy, turn on a smile on your face and you'll just automatically feel better. Like you can just feel your whole system like changing over to joy, right? Those of you that are watching me right now on the Facebook page, like you just can't be sad when you have a smile on your face. So do that for yourself, but then also give that gift to other people. The best thing you can give someone is a smile. And I don't know about you, but when I see somebody else is smiling, that makes me smile. When I'm smiling, I feel better. So do it. Do it for other people. How many people can you smile at today? How many people can you give that joy to other people for? And how many other ways can you just start yourself on a positive foot? How can you create positive vibes in right away in your morning that are going to speak much louder than any words that you use, and they're going to help you live out your absolute best life? I hope you send a smile today. I hope you eat a solid breakfast today. I hope that you are visualizing what you like, want your life to look like. And I hope that you are being grateful and using affirmations and saying, thank you, God. Thank you, universe, for this amazing day. And just starting yourself on a positive note, kickstart your day and just be your absolute best. Paul Henderson says, get up every morning and it's going to be a great day. You never know when it's going to be over. So I refuse to have a bad day. Yes, refuse to have a bad day. You get to choose, you get to decide, and you get to start your day off on the right foot because your vibes speak louder than your words. And so I hope you start your day with a positive one. And thanks for joining me today. If you want other people to hear this podcast, send it to them. Just do the little link at the bottom, copy the link and share it with other people. Do a rating and review. Helps so many more people find it as well. Other people that you don't know, but just need to hear it. Let the universe get connected with them by you promoting the show and just telling others about it. Again, thank you so much for being here. I so, so appreciate you listening in and making Choose to Rise a great success. So have a great day, everyone. I see you back here again next time.